Welcome back, everybody. Tom Cassidy here with Charlie Cassidy, the promoter of evidence-based wisdom. Now, this is older and wiser. In fact, you've said older does not mean wiser. So tell us all about this, Charlie.
So, everybody knows that as you get older, you get wiser. It's considered one of the sort of...
The tenets of...
Yeah, you know. And compensations, perhaps, for getting older. Don't worry, at least you'll get wiser.
Old and wise, yeah, of course.
So when they have done... they've asked people about this. Yeah. People seem to feel so strongly about this when they report suspected relationships between age and wisdom. They consider age more important for wisdom than even education. So it's a really strongly held belief amongst the general public.
Across all cultures?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll come to that later, actually, okay. In a bit more depth. But it's pretty much, if I tell people I'm working with, wisdom, the first thing they say is, oh, yeah, older and wiser, right?
Yeah.
So it's just something we'll have to wait for.
It's in the vernacular.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And it's not only the public that think this. There was a big study in 2009 where they got all the wisdom researchers together and they asked them to agree on some things that you could definitely be sure about with regards to wisdom. And they only came down with, they came to nine statements that they could all definitely agree on. And one of them was that wisdom increases with age. So the public and the scientific community have really held on to this idea. Which is kind of interesting, considering when you look at the data.
And so what we're talking about is the actual evidence now that supports or contradicts this. So what have you found?
Well, when you actually look at wisdom as you get older, there is a quite strong, well-documented correlation as you get older to about the age of 40. And then the research differs a little bit then. From there, some research shows that it dips off and you get less wise beyond kind of 40-ish. And the other research just shows the correlation breaks down. So there is not necessarily any relationship after that point. So the first half of the lifespan, people tend to agree on, you do get wiser over that period. Then around there, it depends on what research you're
looking at. But it mightn't be that that's the peak. It might be that there just doesn't seem to be strong, consistent evidence after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
One interesting thing to think about as well is that why, you know, there is an emotional component to why people like the idea of wisdom coming with age.
We're all aging,
exactly. It's something in it for all
don't
of
have
us.
To study, you just like just sit and wait.
And also the population is getting older, so more and more research is being done on aging, successful aging. So people are desperately looking for, you know, some positive aspects of the fact that we're all getting older.
Of course.
So that's why people, as one of the reasons,
strong inherent bias towards this
belief. And in fact, we have the aging of our population to perhaps thank for why wisdom research is becoming more sort of prominent at the moment, because people have conceived that this will be something that definitely comes with aging. So the evidence is looking patchy at best. And the discussion sections of papers at the end are always quite interesting.
Yeah.
And they tend to say that wisdom really comes with experience rather than aging. Now, the longer that you've been around for,
it's likely that you'll have more experience.
Exactly. But if you don't pay attention to these experiences and reflect on them, then it's unlikely that you will be able to gain any wisdom from them. So experience per se is not going to lead to wisdom, but
deliberate experience.
Reflected on experience is going to be
consistent with developing wisdom.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us about world record holders. World record holders for wisdom likely are the older people.
Yeah, exactly. Because, it was written in a paper sort of in the mid-90s that had shown that there was very little evidence. It was by Paul Baltes, who works in Berlin. And he was saying in his discussion section at the end that it's very unlikely that that this is a guarantee. But because you need lots of experience to be wise, you're most likely to find the wisest people are going to be older people.
Yeah.
But on average, you're not going to find that older people are necessarily wiser. So the people who are superstars of wisdom, gold medalists of wisdom, are more than likely to be old people.
Because it probably takes time to acquire this wisdom.
I mean, the more experiences you've had, the more opportunities you've had to reflect on them and therefore acquire wisdom, but it's no guarantee.
Now, something about the aging itself, obviously not automatically leading to wisdom, mm-hmm. is okay, that's interesting. Are there disadvantages to thinking of the kind of what aging automatically leads to?
Yeah, I mean, there is, this is less evidence-based, to be honest. This is more a kind of an implicit theory. This is a guy called Meacham, who said that he noticed that often people don't get wiser at all when they age. They get a lot more narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Because you're operating within a smaller and smaller world.
Yeah.
You're gravitating towards people that have very similar opinions to you. You're having less and less experiences. So
less and less new experiences.
Less and less new experiences, exactly. Yeah. So your worldview will get narrower, and you could, in fact, become more bigoted. And we would consider that less wise as you get older. So he actually says that experience is the greatest threat to our wisdom, which is like that's kind of an interesting perspective.
Yes.
It's not evidence based. You know, he doesn't have any evidence to support the idea that you get less wise as you get older. So he's just sort of
It's conjecture.
Yeah, it's conjecture. Absolutely.
Okay. So summary, wrap this all up for us then.
Yes. So I think the main thing to take away from this is, aging does not guarantee the acquiring of wisdom. So it's not sufficient, although the fact that you need lots of experiences means aging is
necessary,
yet it's not the guarantee that we had hoped for.
Fantastic. Great stuff. So if you want more of that in more detail, then you can always go to your site, which is evidencebasedwisdom.com for a deeper treatment. But thanks very much. That's fascinating, because that's immediately going to be one of the things that when you start telling people you're interested in wisdom, they'll immediately, even though they're not consciously doing it, they'll be immediately thinking about the wise, the old sage, you know. And so we've, you know, put that myth to bed right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Mission accomplished.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. See you in the next one.